All eyes will be on Kate Middleton's gown tomorrow, but what about the hats on the heads in the pews? The British love of hats goes way back. Here's some of a World War II-era British newsreel.
Madam, how do you choose a hat? Millinery expert Gina Davis shows you the secret of choosing the right hat quickly. It's all a matter of face.
Hats are still a must in Britain for weddings and other big events. With 1,900 guests, there will be quite a few. Kate herself will likely wear a tiara from the royal collection, but she's been known to favor a small headpiece adorned with jewels, bits of tulle, and feathers. It's called a fascinator, which we found fascinating. British milliner Caroline Morris joins us. Caroline, why are the British so fascinated with hats?
I think we're very individual. We like to make statements and stand out in the crowd.
Someone said hats are the wink at the end of the sentence.
Yes, that's a good one. I like that.
But, you know, we were thinking there are, of course, women in the U.S. who still wear hats and grand ones in the African-American church community, for example, or when women go to the Kentucky Derby. You know, Jacqueline Kennedy wore her pillbox hat, but since then, not wearing a hat has been seen as almost liberating by some women. Is that not true in Britain?
I wouldn't say liberating. I think there's a lack of role models. Princess Diana was one of those people.
Well, and some are saying Kate Middleton might become one of those people. We've certainly seen her with hats, some of them perched on the side of her head with things sprouting out of them. So she's a young woman who seems to have taken to hats.
In a very modest way, since the engagement announcement, I think they've been a little bit on the safe side. We're hoping that she will grow into the role and grow into hats that are specially designed for her.
Well, and I'm thinking it's rare when you see the Queen without a hat.
Yes, very rare. In fact, in the year 2004, there was an exhibition of the Queen's hats and handbags at Kensington Palace, and I worked there alongside all her beautiful hats demonstrating the art of millinery. And I'm going to give you a little anecdote. The Queen keeps her hats on, apparently, with a hat pin, and I don't think there'll be many ladies attending the wedding using a hat pin as such.
Why?
It's the styling. People have forgotten how to wear a formal hat and how to use a hat pin. It's got to stay on your head when it's windy on a race course or when you're getting off an aeroplane. But, of course, Her Majesty can't have elastics underneath the hair. It doesn't look good.
Well, I'm just thinking that here in the U.S. you couldn't get on an aeroplane with a hat pin. It would be seen as
yes.
a weapon.
Yes, I agree with you.
At the royal wedding, would someone make a misstep if they wore too much of a hat? You know, you don't want to take away from the bride.
Well, yes. I'm not going to name any names, but I heard a story about two lots of people shopping at millinery suppliers. They were buying a huge amount of flowers and feathers to stitch onto their hats very last minute, and that sounded rather frightening. And then another lady, who shall remain nameless, quite an important guest, had told one of my students that she was rather hoping to cover one of her old hats with fabric. Huh. So there might be one or two rather strange hats there. But I think for the most part, they'll be incredibly beautiful and big statements.
Will you be wearing one in honor of the event?
I'm actually invited to an afternoon tea party that day at a girlfriend's. We're all going to be wearing tiaras or hats and our finest silks.
That's Caroline Morris of Caroline Morris Millinery Designs in London. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And we asked if you'd be watching tomorrow. Jane Simone, a Brit now in Pennsylvania, will be. She writes, "Britain's monarchy represents our country's great heritage, which has given much of the world its democratic government. It's popular nowadays to diminish this, but I will be watching while sipping champagne and dining on smoked salmon and scrambled eggs, wishing them well. Great Britain understands the value of continuity and the human species' need for symbols and the sacredness of an institution that is an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible truth." And you thought it was just a wedding. We'll have more of your letters when we come back here and now.